you would open like a can of tennis balls and it smelled super distinctly. I mean, there were fumes in there. I don't know what's inside. I don't know if those things made me love tennis, but I loved those things about tennis when I was younger. My name is Flo, but my full name is Florimond Legoupil Mayer. I am 27. I live in New York, and I'm currently a tennis coach in Manhattan. From a very young age, I remember our family bonding hangout time was really on the tennis court. There are six people in my family, so we're four kids, two parents. As a kid, there was something so cool about playing tennis. There was so much excitement around going to the tennis court. And I don't really remember how the day would end, but it was just like that pre-tennis outing. Everyone would put on their tennis shoes and like bring their snacks and their water bottles. And then what tennis balls would you bring and what backpack? And it was like the whole house was buzzing around this migration to the tennis court. I think it was the fact that it really bonded us together that made me excited. Like, I knew we were all doing this thing together, and no one ever bailed. I do feel like tennis brought us together as a family. We always did a lot of things together, but I think tennis was the main one because it was the one that my mom cared about the most. My mom is the one who started playing tennis. She's the coach, so she was our coach. And we would each have a slot of time with her. But when we were younger, obviously the older kids were better and would get more time than the younger kids. And that was always this huge point of contention because it wasn't fair, right? And it was never going to be fair because we weren't going to be able to do the thing that the older siblings above us could do. But my mom really made it work, so she would be on the other side of the net and play with us. My mom just makes our whole family do stuff. That is the role she's always played. My dad, who is this cool, calm, collected, he would be one of those on the side of the court commentators. Like, you don't know he's a commentator because he's sitting with the spectators. But he would be whispering in our ear things that we would have to do, and our mom would be like the bad cop and he was the good cop. It has shed some light on my relationship with my parents in terms of how fragile it has been at times, or what was the actual bond, or what the relationship was actually made of. And at other times, it is such a relief to have something that you can fall back on whenever you're in doubt. Like when I'm home, and if ever my mom's in a bad mood, I can go up to her and be like, hey, do you want to play tennis? And I've seen my mom become 8 years old again and run to her room and go put on her tennis clothes and her shoes on and genuinely be excited about playing tennis together. And we'll play horribly. Like, it will be the worst session. There'll be wind and noise and the balls are dead and we're hitting half of the balls out. But it's just something that brings us back together. And for that reason, and if it's only for that, I'm so, so happy and grateful to have tennis in my life. I sometimes want to say like, oh, tennis isn't that special, but I think it kind of is because it has opened me up to connection and opened me up to myself in a way that I don't think anything else could have. So I do sometimes think that the power in sports does lie outside of the sport itself, but like what comes with it.